5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's talk about it.
I think he was from Minnesota, had the gray background, whoever he was, and he kept yelling and trying to yell over you, and you did it on Instagram. I would have punched him if we were supposed to punch
each other. Well, it's a good thing we're not violent.
Some of us ain't.
Hey, we do strike back. We're not pushovers. That's the thing I love about Trump. Trump's not a punk. He punched back twice as hard, and so do we. Mm-hmm. We beat him down with the truth.
All right. Sure.
The verifiable truth.
Praise God for that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we need it.
Cause some of us, you know, we ain't there yet. So we backslide on the favorite stuff we like to do. No, I don't want no liquor. No, I don't need them loose women. Forget you, coon.
There go my channel.
I didn't say nothing.
There go my channel.
I said, cool. I didn't say nothing.
There go. There's strike two. See, we can't say it, but they see. This is how it work. They can call us. They can call us those names all day, because it doesn't go against community standards. But as soon as we say it, it goes against community standards. I mean, that's how it works. They kind of, I mean, it's pretty ruthless. But anyways, what's going on, fellas? Hello, America. If you don't see the screen, if you don't believe this, look at this. This is five black men supporting President Trump, love this country, and willing to fight for our freedoms. Thank you. We have Jamal, Damani, Doc, and Jay, and of course, myself, Will. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We're going to talk about let's just get right into it. I want to go ahead and talk about Ice Cube and 50 Cent. 50. Okay. So,
or as Joe Biden would say, 20.
Yeah. Well, you know, 50 Cent said he didn't want to be called 20.
Exactly.
So let's just go down the line here first. But let's do this. Since Damani, he's our guest for tonight, our latest guest here. We'll start with you, Damani. Give us your opinion. What do you think about Ice Cube working with President Trump and the backlash that he's receiving, along with 50 Cent coming out saying, hey, I'm just going to straight up endorse President Trump because, you know, Biden released his tax plan to tear up this country?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, Will. I think that they are unfortunately realizing how free they really are in this country. It's a very rude awakening that a black individual has to come to terms with when they choose to flout whatever is deemed to be the conventional wisdom for their demographic. So, you know, it's unfortunate to see that a lot of the same people who claim to support, you know, Ice Cube, 50 Cent, even, you know, last week, are now hurling racial invective at them. But it just goes to show where political discourse has gone and how slavish and how thoughtless this allegiance is, not just to individual, but to entire party. So what we're seeing right now is a lot of individuals who unfortunately are having to realize that there are people who will besmirch and attack them on social media or even in person just because they choose to think differently. Whereas if they were just not toe the line, they wouldn't have any negative repercussions. So it says a lot about, especially a lot about the African-American demographic, because they like to use the phrase, oh, well, you're not invited to the cookout anymore, or, oh, we're going to cancel you now, or we don't want you anymore. And it's like, first of all, no one as a collective group has the right to claim ownership of anyone. And that died with slavery, when slavery died. But we're still exhibiting this very odd tribal behavior as if there is no individualism of thought. And that simply has to stop.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. Let's go to Doc.
Well, first of all, most of us, a lot of people don't know that it was Ice Cube who went to Joe Biden with the platinum package. Joe Biden didn't give him the time of day. He said, we'll work on that after I get elected. Then he took that same plan to Donald Trump. Donald Trump said, let's do it. That's why it's called the platinum program. So when people talk, a lot of black folks said, oh, he named it the platinum program. No, it was Ice Cube who named it the platinum program. And he took it to Joe Biden, and Joe Biden don't care about them. And now, the thing I don't like about 50 Cent, saying that he's not doing it for the right reason, he's still coming across as, I'm going to lose money, so now I'm voting for Trump, when he was Trump's friend back in the day, and he switched on Trump and started attacking Trump. So I'm not cool with 50 Cent just doing it for his financial gain. That's the thing that I'm not cool with 50 Cent. Only reason you're doing it because you don't want to lose 70% of your income. But you're okay with other people losing theirs, because that's what it's really all about.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Jamal.
Well, when Ice Cube came with him with the contract with Black America, from how Cube was describing it, he said, because he went on first, Chris Cuomo canceled him. Then they brought him back up because I guess Ice Cube, quote unquote, straightened out. He said he wasn't in anybody camp. He met with both sides. One camp, which was Joe Biden, Democrat, said, we'll talk about it later. President Trump put some of contract with Black America into the Platinum Plan. He added it to it. But Black folk, we claim not to be monolithic. Well, one thought, monolithic. But soon as someone Black strays away from the idea of what is considered to be Black, they get attacked and destroyed. I totally agree with you, Doc. If 50 Cent's going to support President Trump, all the other stuff, I ain't saying he's still not a racist and all that other crap, it's not needed. If 50 want to come and say, hey, I'm going to support President Trump because of his tax plan and because I want to make money, that's nothing wrong with that. But the other stuff he threw in, no. And to see Blacks just attack Ice Cube, say Cube ain't Black and all this, I'm sorry, but I tell people, the Black community has willingly returned back to the Democrat plantation, because if you listen how they talk just like white liberals.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's get Jay in here now.
You know, Doc said something that really resonated with me, because it's something that a lot of people don't think about. They think more with their emotions more than anything else. They think, well, I can't vote for a racist, talk about President Trump, but not talking about Biden and all the things that he said, but I digress. They don't want to vote for them, but they want to vote for a man that has promised to raise your taxes by 68%. Think about that for a second. That means that every $100 that you take home, you only get, every $100 that you earn, you only get to take $32 of that home. And people are not thinking about things like that. And for someone to say that they're going to vote for Joe Biden because they don't like President Trump, they don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what they're talking about. One of the things I did on my show today, I showed Joe Biden holding hands with Senator Robert Byrd. And everybody knows Robert Byrd was a famous KKK recruiter, not just a member, but a recruiter. Come on. Okay. Was friends with him, was friends with Al Gore Sr., another KKK member. Okay. So you're going to call President Trump racist, but yeah, you're not doing your research to see about the Democrat Party.
Come on, so, man.
All this stupid stuff that people want to get all jived up with their emotionals about means nothing, because you don't have any substance in your hatred for President Trump. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Right. So I had a young lady, beautiful young lady from California named Linda, just sent me a message, and apparently she's watching the Communist News Network or the Clinton News Network or the Criminal News Network. Whatever you decide.
CCP News Network.
So Don Lemon just said he knows no Black man that will vote for Trump. The only Blacks voting for Trump need a tax break. I mean, you know what? I'm not voting for Trump because I need a tax break, but I'll take that tax break.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. Well,
he's got a point, because I'm pecan tan. Look at me. I am not Black.
Yeah, you know, to hit off what Jamal was saying earlier about how black people, when they see other black people not staying in line with, you know, the idea of what it is to be black, the idea of who you're supposed to support, they act like Samuel Jackson in Django. They come and start attacking us. I guarantee every last one of us have received some kind of verbal abuse, some kind of remark because we support President Trump openly. And we're not supposed to do that. And the biggest thing is they get me is they say that you're a race traitor. Like a political party has something to do with my race. What is that? That's one of the dumbest things they could ever come up with. But they do that because they don't have anything else. So let me ask this question. With do you think more people like 50 Cent is going to come out and start saying that they're supporting President Trump? Because, you know, a lot of times all it takes is one. And when you have one that's pretty, you know, well known like 50 Cent to step out there and say, look, I'm endorsing President Trump. I'm going to support him. Then you start getting other people to do the same thing. What do you think, Damani?
Yeah, it emboldens people who otherwise would be content to stay silent or stay anonymous to begin speaking out themselves because now they have an aspirational role model, if you will. But sometimes it does the opposite, unfortunately. And I think that sometimes when people see the incredible hatred that these strong individuals have to go through who do choose to publicly support President Trump, I think sometimes it might make people think that they need to just keep their views to themselves. They don't want to bring that upon themselves as well, which is why a lot of these numbers that we're seeing now about Joe Biden being 17% up in the polls or whatever, anyone with a brain knows that's not true. If you turn on the news every single night, you see the crowds that President Trump, not even just President Trump, Don Jr. would have an event, thousands of people show up. Barack Obama was out today and he had a drive-in rally or something. He's stumping for Biden at this point. And there were maybe 70 to 100 cars there. And this is the former president of the United States. So unfortunately, his relevancy has expired. But there are still a lot of people out there who live in just normal everyday towns who are rightfully fearful of the mobs that the left have allowed to run roughshod over this country for so long. That even if there are those, and I guarantee you there are millions more of them than there were in 2016, even if there are those who feel they should speak out now, for some time, some of them, they can't do that. That's not an option. So I think we're going to see some people who feel more emboldened when we see people like Axiom 50 Cent speak out, and other people who are still going to stay somewhat underground, if you will, to protect themselves or their families or their loved ones. And we're going to see all of them, though, come out to the only poll that matters on November 3rd.
Yeah, I would agree to that. Doc, do you think that there's more black people that's going to support President Trump than they did in 2016? Because, you know, if you listen to the liberal media, they say women, even not, now they're even saying that white people are starting to, you know, vote for Biden, which kind of mind blowing to me because Biden can't even hold anything together. I mean, seriously, it's just mind blowing. So do you think there's more black people going to support President Trump?
Last in 2016 with 8%, it's up to about 25%. And that's just the known, there's a secret wave that's coming. It's so funny. Each week I went over at least one, sometimes two black Democrats. What we do, we have to walk them past their emotions first. See, the problem is, we like when you're debating somebody, that you're going to lose. You're like two idiots arguing. First, you got to listen to them. All they're going to give you is emotions. And then you walk them past each step. Okay, you say you don't like Trump because of kids in the cages. Well, then you show them that Barack Obama, the kids in the cages. Each step, you have to walk them past so they can see. But the problem is we try to run at the pigeons with all, you know, pigeons, you're sitting at a park. You run to the pigeon, they're going to fly away. This guy's nuts. But if you sit back, throw a little bit out each time, and they'll come to you. See, because it's funny because I was walking out. This is funny how I got this hat. I was walking outside of Golden Corral, and I walked past this black guy, and he had this hat on. I thought he was a patriot. I said, hey, Trump 2020. He looked at me like, man, why do people keep saying that to me? I said, Trump 2020. I was looking at like Trump 2020. Him and his girl, and she's like, I was like, and I didn't know because I thought he was a patriot. And so I said, brother, you got a Trump hat on. He said, no, man, this ain't no Trump hat. This is a Michael Jordan hat when he played for the Olympics.
Oh, boy.
I said, Michael Jordan, when he played for the Olympics, he was number 9. That's a Trump hat. See, 45? He said, 45? Well, I said, yeah, he's the 45th president. Dude took the head off and gave it to me. I took it home. It was brand new, but I still watched it. But still, some people are ignorant. But he wasn't all mad. He was laughing because he got duped. He thought it was a,
That's funny. That's funny.
But yeah, it's about 25% right now. Solid.
What do you think, Jamal?
Well, it's irrationality. And yes, we come with our feelings. The black community have to get out of their feelings. We hold rappers and black entertainers to a higher standard and demand more from a rapper and an entertainer than we did a black president, a congressional black caucus that's been there over 50 years, black senators, and a party we've been voting for 50 years. Mm-hmm. So
53, but I'm not counting, but go ahead.
And it just gets to the point to where it's just like, wow, are you really that stupid to the point to where you don't care, don't know, or are you trying to use people? Because you know there is a certain segment of our population that like to use people. Look what President Trump has done. Lower taxes, more black wealth have been gained, black home ownership, criminal justice reform. Now, that's more than any Republican, that's more than a Republican's done since Abe Lincoln, Ulysses S. Johnson. Because, you know, we talk about Honest Abe when it comes to freeing the slaves and fighting the Civil War. But we still must acknowledge Ulysses S. Grant for the 14th and 15th Amendment, because under Grant's legislation that we got the right to vote and the right to citizenship. It may have been under Johnson, but I think it was under Ulysses S. Grant. So President Trump has done a lot. He's done more than Barack Obama have.
Especially Joe Biden, his 47 years. I mean, President Trump is quick to bring that up, the 47 months.
But here's the thing. Everybody keep talking about drug laws and how bad the drug laws are, which personally, I'll be honest, I don't understand why Joe Biden running from that because of Black Lives Matter. But
right now, Joe Biden is running from that laptop. but let me, before we get into some of that, let's get Jay's opinion about black people. Does he believe black people are supporting President Trump? And then we're going to get to some of that laptop, because I want to hear Damani's opinion on that.
First of all, I don't believe anything that they say that the polls are showing. Remember, the polls are showing the same thing back in 2016 as well. So I don't believe the polls. I don't even believe Fox News polls, because I know that they are more liberal than they were 5-10 years ago. So they're going to have a liberal slant to anything that they say. There's a couple of shows that won't, but still, all in all, they're still going to have the liberal slant. I believe that a lot more black people are hearing what Joe Biden stands for. And I believe that they see people like us and how we're reporting what's actually happening, and they see that CNN is not doing that, and because of that, they're saying, well, let me look more into this President Trump more than anything else. And not only that, you have to be a stone cold fool to say that I want Joe Biden, and like you said, he's been in Washington for 47 years, and now all of a sudden he thinks that he's going to be able to change everything up.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I think we might have lost the money. It's like a little frozen there.
No, it's just a mean mug he got. No, I'm just kidding. The money.
Yeah, I think we have. Maybe he'll come back here in a second. Here, we'll see.
Well, let me say this.
Let me do this first. Let me do this first because I want to stay on track with this because we're going to run out of time really quick here. Let's talk about this laptop, right? The laptop that Russia supposedly hacked, that Russia never even touched. Russia didn't even know about the laptop, but yeah, the left blaming Russia on it, saying, oh, it was a Russia hack. You know, they blame Russia bots. They blame Russia for everything that they don't have an answer to. And now that we're back like it was in 2016, we all of a sudden have these emails. It's all about emails again. And instead of them talking about what's in the emails, they're saying that no one should have the emails. Well, you know what? The FBI has it. Hopefully the FBI don't have another Comey under their wing, because that would be just terrible.
And I don't trust the FBI.
Yeah. And
they do got another Comey. Christopher Wray is nothing more than another Comey. When President Trump got clear from that Russian hoax, he should have fired Christopher Wray long time ago. That's why I don't know who's in President Trump's ear, who's giving him advice. But some of these people President Trump should have got rid of long time ago, because they are nothing more than swamp rats. Swamp snake and every other creature there. Christopher Wray should have been fired back in 2019. Back in 2019, especially about this laptop. He knew this. He had this laptop in December when the president was getting impeached. He should have been fired. When President Trump found this out, he should have been fired immediately.
My thing is, when we're talking about Joe Biden and his son, a lot of people want to talk about the crack pipe. Hunter is saying my body, my choice. But here's the problem that I have. Nobody is talking about those two little Asian girls around 10 years old in the swimming pool having sex with. Nobody's talking about that stuff. That's the stuff that should have him going to prison. You know, everybody's talking about the pictures with Hunter and the crack pipe, but I'm angry. I'm more angry, or as we say, pissed off at him being in a pool with two little Asian girls having sex with. That's not even in the news.
And the media won't talk about it. Think about this. We have a media that has decided to play public relations for Joe Biden.
And election interference. Don't forget that. Because that's exactly what they're doing. When they delete, when they pick and choose what they want to delete off of social media that they lied to Congress and say that it's a public platform, when they choose to do stuff like that, you're no longer a public platform, but a private platform. Because what you're saying is that, okay, if I don't like you having this on my playground, then I'm going to pick it up and throw it in the trash can. That's exactly what they're doing. You got to think about it like this. Social media is used more today, more than people watch the news.
Yeah.
Okay. They want to shape the narrative for everything that's happening in today's society. That's exactly what's going on. It's not up to them to decide what is right and what is wrong to allow to go on their public platform. Now, if they want to say no, you can't threaten somebody on the platform, I'm all for that, because that is not a First Amendment right. You don't have the right to threaten someone on the internet. You don't have that right. But if you post a story that you can show that is facts because of the amount of evidence that think about it like this, that Russia collusion went on for 3 years. 3 years. Okay.
Yep.
They did nothing about stopping that. They did nothing about stopping that. But as soon as you see crackhead Hunter Biden with a crack pipe in his mouth while he's sleeping on a MyPillow, then they want to stop everything.
And I'm with Jamal. See, because black people, now, if they see a grass snake in the yard, they're going to kill it with a hoe or something. They don't play with snakes, period. It don't matter what kind of snake we want to get rid of. why don't we just get, I mean, Trump should have, you know, all these snakes he needs to get rid of. When he, especially when he knows the snake, get rid of them. You leave them around and it bites you. It's kind of like it's your fault. And you can say the media is biased. It was a black guy. He got jumped on by BLM and got his front teeth kicked out.
Yep.
He was talking about it and he got banned on Facebook and Twitter just for saying what happened. I mean, he spoke the truth, saying, hey, I got proof, got videos, but they don't want to hear the truth if it doesn't go to their narrative. Now, just say if he was black and he got jumped on by some white guys, that would be heard from on the fourth planet from the sun. Everybody from, I'm telling you, man, the third planet from the sun will be on fire and the fourth planet will be watching if that black guy would have got jumped on by some white guy.
You know, Jay brought it up, and yeah, this is a good topic about the censorship. You know, the New York Post put that information out there about Hunter Biden. And the New York Post is one of the oldest media outlets in the country, and they're very credible. So for them to shut them down on Twitter like that says a lot. My question to you gentlemen is that, do you think it's too late for Fox News and all of the mainstream conservative media outlets to start talking about censorship? We're 12 days out. We're just over a week. Just over a week until the election. And now they're acting like they're really concerned about the censorship. And they're getting ready to bring Twitter and Facebook up on the hill, right? If they show up.
Nope.
If they show up. But just like the last time, probably nothing's going to happen. They're just going to probably have a good talking to, and then nothing else is going to happen after that. But they're censoring, especially black conservatives. So let's, Damani, thanks for coming back. What do you think about the whole censorship issue?
As far as the right powers that be, as far as it stands for them, you know, I was banned immediately from going live on Instagram. I was banned for a solid month, right up until October 26th. So I'm counting down so I can go live once again. But it seems to only be real for certain individuals when it hits them personally. You know, some individuals, it appears, are targeted by the censorship, and others seem to be able to get a free pass. So seeing that selective implementation of this censorship, it makes it a lot more difficult to fully address, especially when those who might be away from the censorship at this point in time aren't experiencing it directly themselves. It only becomes real when it happens to individuals who do have those very large followings. And until they choose to start speaking up for those of us, you know, who might even have smaller followings, addressing this as a real problem, it's probably going to continue, because I'm just tired of all the talk around it, because people will talk about it all day long, but there's never any punitive measures that are assessed. If there actually was a punishment that was assessed to these social media companies, then we might see them more loath to engage in this real election interference. Because if you're here's another thing, I'm going to go off on a little bit of a tangent, but another thing is, people have been talking now ever since the George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, earlier this year, they were talking about we need to amplify black voices. But what that means is they want to amplify the black voices that agree with what they agree. And if they don't, they don't care what happens to you. So that to me is, it smacks of just being disingenuous to the core.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Jamal. And then we'll go to Dr. Drake.
Well, you know what? The people who I blame are sitting up there in the Senate right now on their hands and should have been doing something long time ago. They sat there and they called CEOs in front of them back in 2018, and they did it in 2019. Nothing happened. The only thing they do is they get on TV and they point their fingers, and Republicans like, yay! Really? They didn't do anything but sit there and point their finger and yell. The Republican Party, I blame for this. I love my Republican Party. I love majority of my Republicans. However, they should have been snatched there. They should have been snatched there tax exemption when it comes to being a platform. They should have been snatched that. They should have snatched that when they tried to censor President Trump back in 2018. They should have did it then.
Well, they should have done it when they were, I'm sorry, they should have done it when they were censoring politicians themselves. Sorry, Jamal.
Yes. So at the end of the day, and the, some people may not like this. This may hurt feelings. Republicans like to run on what we'll do if we get power. The reason why we lost the 2018 midterms, we lost the House, because everybody saw that the Republican Party runs on what we will do if we get power, and those mean old Democrats mean to us. But when we get power, we still let them run it.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Let's get Doc in here.
Well, first of all, I want to thank Sarah Crocker. I really do appreciate your donation. God bless you. What's really sad is they are smart. They're smarter than us when it comes to marketing. And it's like playing football. They have a better game plan than most conservatives because they're attacking Trump's secret weapon. That's you guys. They're trying to ban the black vocal voice. And they're smart to try to do it right before the election because we can cry. One thing about us, we're speaking the truth. We're having fun with it, but we're calling it out. So they need to shut us down. If they shut us down, you can easily shut down a white person by just saying, he's racist. That kills this whole debate. They can't call you racist. They can't use the same race card on me. Race card denied, smoke screen denied. They can't use that same crap on us because we come back punching hard with the truth and it makes them look stupid on everything that they try to pull. They look like Wile E. Coyote on us.
Well, you know, just to say this and then we get Jay, they have made it to where they say that calling a black person a white supremacist is okay now because white supremacist is an idea. They have gone that far. So go ahead, Jay.
I got one even better for you, Will. You have some white liberals now that think it's okay to call black folks the N-word. I've heard people call white liberal call black conservatives the coon. And they think that it's okay to say stuff like that now. And they'll be backed up by black liberals that see nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. That reminds me of the slave when he's on the Democrat plantation seeing his slave master whoop another slave and that slave is cheering that plantation master on, whooping that other slave. I mean, it's no different because you got that same mentality. This man is accepting me because I'm a black liberal, so therefore I'm going to cheer him on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he can say the N-word. Yeah, he can call somebody a coon. And all the time, he's saying how Republicans are the racist.
Yeah, you know, when I was in D.C.,
the reprobate mind, the highly deceived person that have that mindset.
Yeah, you know, when I was in D.C., there was this white liberal. I was having a conversation when he was yelling at me, and he ended up calling me a house N-word.
Woo!
Right there. Ended up calling me a house N-word. I put it on TikTok, and guess what happened to me? See, it's okay. Yeah, because I showed how they were acting towards me. And I'm like, how does that work? They're the one doing this. We're not the ones doing it. It's not even white conservatives doing it. And you know, all the hateful stuff that white liberals do, they turn around and they try to blame it on white conservatives, and white conservatives are not doing it. And then they end up banning white conservatives for something they didn't even do. This is ridiculous. Yep. So what do you think? Now, we've had this conversation multiple times. Do we see that the country is going to be okay November 4th?
No.
Let's start with Damani. No. Let's start with Damani.
No, unfortunately, and it is all the left's fault. And I will put a little bit of fault, though, at the feet of possibly some more of the old school conservatives who let them get this far without having any adequate consequences.
Thank you.
For a very long time, conservatives had this reputation for being the party who turns the other cheek and takes the high road or whatever. At some point, you have to be willing to get your hands dirty. And, you know, I'm not talking about calling for violence or what have you, but at least standing up for something and drawing that definitive line in the sand. Where we're at now, we've let the left get so extreme to where they're just now, probably over the last 5 years, really, been getting consistent pushback. They think they can do whatever they want with impunity. That's why we see people, you know, getting their teeth knocked out. That's why we see people getting kicked in the head. That's why we see all this violence against anyone who dares to support the president, even say they love their country. That is all it takes now to be the victim of this violent leftist outrage. So unfortunately, I don't think there's going to be reconciliation anytime soon. I think, honestly, if there's one thing the left did right in these last 4 years, it is to accuse President Trump of dividing the country, which is exactly what they've been doing every single day ever since the election. And they're not going to stop at the election. It's going to continue. They said as much. They're going to continue having this unrest and outrage in the streets. So, you know, I think the best thing that any conservatives or patriots can do is take care of yourselves, be ready to protect yourself if you need to, because the left has gotten so far out of control. That is the only recourse you really have left at this point.
Mm, Dr. Drake.
Now, I love what he just said. Accuse others. You know, that comes from the book From Rules to Radicals. Saul Alinsky, he dedicated that book to Satan. And Satan is right on course, because we think how they're accusing Trump of what they're doing. It started with Barack Obama. Barack Obama is actually the one who divided the country. Let's say, starting with the kneeling of the disrespecting of the flag, it didn't start with Colin Kaepernick. It started with Barack Obama.
Yep.
Barack Obama was standing defiant against the flag. Now, everything that they're doing now, it's blaming Trump for the division. And see, whites and blacks, mothers and fathers, we didn't have all this division, like, you know, mothers, fathers, kids. We didn't have all this division in the house where Democrat and conservative is the main thing in the house. And I got to put a question out there to the audience out there. My mom, she's a Democrat. Every time I try to talk to her about Trump, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. But today, she called me and said, can you take me to the polls and vote? I disappeared on my mom. I am not taking my mom to go vote. Now, I'm asking your audience, and then I'd like to hear from you guys. Am I wrong for not taking my mom down there to vote? Because I know what she's going to do. Will, I can't read their comments, but give me some input on the comments. Am I wrong for not taking my mom down there to vote? Or should I take my mom down to vote? I'm not going to take her down there, but I want to see what you guys say about that.
You know, personally, I think on a personal level, you should take her.
I didn't mean to laugh.
I mean, just on a personal level, you should take her. Now, because just imagine this is how I look at it. When I was younger, I made many mistakes. I voted for Obama twice, and I made two mistakes. I can admit it. But when you take someone and they make a mistake, that's their mistake. They got to live with it. You know, but if your mother, mother asked me to do something for her, I'm going to do it for her, because I'm not going to be voting for her. Now, she could go in there and change her mind and vote for Trump.
No, she don't want to hear nothing. No information when I try to tell anything she says, because she called me, ooh, you should hear what they talk about Trump today. Mother, that's not true. Look, here's the whole thing. Let me hear what Damani and Jamal has to say about that.
You know, I would say, you know, go take your mom to the, you know, that's just, she's all going to be your mom. She's always going to love you and all that. Then I'd say, after you take her to the polls and drop her off, go pick up at least 3 or 4 of your of other conservative people and take them to the polls and make sure they go vote too. So effectively, you can, you know, counteract some of the Biden votes that way.
That's probably some good advice there.
What you got, Jamal?
Jay or Jamal?
Well, I want to thank Lisa Underwood and, of course, my boy Tony Hogan out of VA, one of my tech help when I'm not bugging Jay and Will. Tony Hogan is my tech help as well. They use Cash App, and I would like to thank Sarah Crocker for donating through PayPal. I've been in that situation in 2012. My mom, she voted for Barack Obama. I voted for the white version of Barack Obama, Mitt Romney.
Mittens Romney.
So
Willard,
I took her, and I was using the Rush Limbaugh and stuff like that. And my mama said to me, she said, I said, Mama, you was the one who went to a segregated high school. Mama, you was the one who marched so you could vote. I don't like that vote, but you know what, Mama? You earned that right. to vote for whom you're of your choice. And I took my mama to vote, and she rode, and she did vote for she voted for Pat McCrory here in North Carolina, but she voted for Barack Obama because she said she couldn't imagine voting for a Mormon. And she's like, how can you vote for? And I'm like, mama, there's nothing wrong with Mormons.
Did she vote for a Muslim? I'm sorry, go ahead.
But she voted. But look, my mama's even right, because not because Mitt Romney was a Mormon. Mitt Romney is a snake.
Yeah, well, I would agree to that.
I took her. I would take your mom to the vote. Take her to vote.
Jay, help me out. Help me out, Jay.
I love you guys, but I don't agree with you. I don't agree with you. And this is the reason why I say that. Me and Doc had this talk before, but I see it like this. Yeah, I love my mom. My mom loved me. Even if I say no, she's still going to love me regardless. Here's how I see it. I have more of a responsibility to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I cannot vote for a demonic party that support killing babies in and out of the womb, support sodomy unions that they call marriage. I can't support things like that and be able to look myself in the mirror in the next morning and say that I did a good thing. Now, I know me and Doc had the same talk about, you know, honor your mother, your father and everything. But Jesus also said that you're going to have to leave your mom and dad to follow me. So I have to follow God before I do something that I know is contrary to what I know is the right thing.
Yeah, well,
I would tell my mom, I love you, but I can't take.
Well, you know, a lot of people will say that, you know, you're mixing religion and politics, right? And a lot of people were saying,
and I would say thank you.
But you know what? A lot of people don't want to acknowledge the fact that they vote based on their beliefs. Now, a lot of people, you know, they're like, no, I separate them. Yeah, no, you don't. We convince ourselves that, right? We tell ourselves that. Basically, we lie to ourselves to convince, hey, it's okay that I can do this or I can do that. Because it's not has nothing to do with my belief in God. That's why a lot of Democrats believe that they can be a Christian and a Democrat when it's an oxymoron, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, so you remember that the Bible say that there's going to be a lot of people that's going to be deceived. Most people are deceived because they use emotions more than they use anything else. And not only do they use emotions, but they choose to be deceived. How many times we've been doing this? We've been doing this show for over 3 years. We have put out. There's not been one person that came back to us and say, hey, this, what you said is wrong. You know the reason why? Because nothing that we say is wrong. Now, you can fact check this all we want. If we have said something that was wrong, we'll be the first ones to come back out and say, hey, I was mistaken about this. Here's the true facts. They can't do that. You know the reason why they can't do that? Because they are so emotionally involved with the hatred that they have that they are not going to fact check. All they're going to say is, you're a coon, you're this, you're that. We don't like you, blah, blah, blah. But they can't tell you facts the reason why they don't like us.
So I was going to say this because we're almost run out of time here, and I want to get this in. They selected Kamala Harris for Joe Biden. I think we all agree to that. Joe Biden, he probably got a phone call or a text or something and say, hey, we got Kamala Harris for you. And that's probably how it went down. He didn't select anyone. He was waiting to be told. Do you think they selected her to get women and people of color? Because why wouldn't they just go with another white person? Why did they have to pick her? Because there's a lot of black people that can't stand Kamala Harris. I mean, seriously. Damani?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one thing the left has been doing, and they've been showing us their playbook for quite some time now, is they are appealing to that sense of minority championship, if that means. If that makes sense. So what I mean by that is when Barack Obama ran, he was going to be the first person of color to be in the Oval Office. And then 4 years later, 8 years down the road, Hillary Clinton is going to be the first woman. And I guarantee this is not going to be the last time we're going to see someone utilize their minority status as a way to climb that political ladder. We even saw them try to do it with Pete Buttigieg in the primary. They're going to be going, and then I guarantee, I almost guarantee you this, within the next three elections cycles, next 12 years, we probably will see someone try to launch a bid for the presidency who was like a transgender individual, something along those lines.
Yep.
Or someone who was a minor attracted person, which is their fun way to say they're attracted to little kids. I guarantee you, because it's always about, oh, well, this can be a first. And because, I mean, think about it. Human beings, like, we like, oh, this is the first this, the first that, the sense of accomplishment and pride around that. And we're running more on people's immutable characteristics than we are about what their actual policy is. That is when there is a problem. So I think that we're going to continue to see them push the envelope further and further, normalizing more and more things, like we're seeing them do with things like the Cuties movie on Netflix. We're seeing them normalize all this. They can roll out their overall master plan, because all they're going to do is continue to push the envelope until they come across a brick wall. People are going to say, okay, this is something we're not going to stand for. And actually, I'm heartened by this, that actually Netflix reported in their last quarterly earnings, just came out a few days ago, that they had only like 12 million new subscribers, and they were used to getting something like over 100 million subscribers, something like that, over the last few quarters. So we're starting to see that shift happen, and we need more people to start drawing that line and saying, I'm not going to stand up for this extremism, or else it will just simply continue.
Wow. Doc?
I think they chose her because she has that Jezebel spirit. What I mean by that, she is the perfect definition of Jezebel. She's bossy. Y'all see how she attacked when he was in the hearing, Brett Kavanaugh. She was like a pit bull. She was like a dog. And that Jezebel spirit is a dominating woman spirit. And believe it or not, it's a taught spirit.
Yep.
The female black college is called Spelman College. They even get their name from... her name was Laura Spelman Rockefeller. Again, that's that satanic money that teaches that Jezebel spirit. That black female goes back to the first book, How to Make a Slave. But again, that Jezebel spirit is taught in Spelman, and you can see it carried out the way she thinks she's going to run this nation. Now, for her to say, when Mike Pence said, you did a terrible job how you treated black people in California. She said, no, I'm going to take that platform and use it to America.
We sure did.
I wish Mike Pence would have said, hey, this is not affirmative action. That's not a good thing you just said. He just let us say that and he didn't nail it down. What are you talking about? Locking black people up nationally again? Black people don't understand what the 1994 crime bill is. If he would have said, the three strikes law, the 101 crack cocaine law, you want to do that again? Black people would say, oh my God, that's what that is? they're talking way over people's head. The black culture don't get all of that.
Jamal.
Hey, one second, Will. Let me piggyback off something that Doc said. She does have a Jezebel spirit, but you also got crackhead Joe Biden that has an Ahab spirit as well.
Ooh.
He is the perfect Ahab. They are the perfect couple. When you have that dominating spirit, you're going to have a submissive spirit. And that's exactly what Joe Biden has.
Jamal?
Well, number one, I want to thank Miss Amy Williams, who used Cash App. The reason why they had the whole presidential debate was to see who would be Joe Biden's running mate. Because everybody started dropping out. When they really started feeling it was competition, they started dropping out. Kamala Harris landed early blows, the racist stuff about his past. Once she started getting a little traction, she got out. Now, when it comes to the reason why they was picked is because they wanted to do the black vote to try to secure the black vote, because President Trump was actually making inroads into the black community.
He still is.
They cannot afford to have the black community misbehave like the Latino community. The Latino community do not give the Democrat Party over 60-some percent of their vote. They make sure that 27%, 28% goes to the Republicans. That keeps Latinos at the table to discuss things. Black folk, we go 90%. That's why the Republicans don't have them sitting at the table, and that's what Ice Cube attempted to do to go get back in there. Hey, we're not winning throwing all our eggs in one basket. We're not winning doing that, but these so-called black leaders and black commentators cannot afford to lose the gravy train that they have built up being the pimps for the Democrat Party. What the black vote is, the black community, is whores for the Democrat Party. There's no other way to look at it. Whenever the Democrat Party need a lap dance, a back rub, riding, and you need a 3 a.m. special on the crackhead block, they drive to the black community.
Are you talking about Hunter Biden again?
No, I'm talking about how the Democrat Party got the black community with the same promises they've been promising for 47 years, and nothing has changed. It got worse. I heard a red lady on the radio today talk about some she's been an activist for 50 years, and I'm looking at Durham like, wow, you need to stop.
Yeah.
Whatever you've been activating for, you need to stop. Durham getting worse.
You know what? Ice Cube, when he went to both the Democrats and the Republicans, and the Democrats said, holler back at me after the election, that reminded me the same thing the Democrats constantly do. Every 2 to 4 years, they go to black people and say, hey, I'll holler back at you after the election. Just vote for me. Vote for me, and then we'll holler. Support me. Make some noise for me, and then I'll holler. And
because it's all about politics. It's all about getting power and getting elected so that they can kiss black folks goodbye and then kick them out of the car as they still going down Martin Luther King Boulevard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know why they take a godly principle and twist it, because the Bible talks about hope is a powerful thing. They took it and twisted, like Nancy Pelosi said. You get it approved first, and we'll find out what's inside of it. All hope ain't good hope. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, you just get it approved, and we'll find out what's inside.
Real
quick, it's really about giving us just enough to keep us coming back for that next take.
Yep.
So they'll dangle something in front of you for a little bit. They'll give you, we're talking about real crumbs, like Nancy Pelosi wants to talk about. They dangle these little tiny crumbs in front of us and say, "Hey, we'll give you this, but you have to come back for the next one." That's what they do every 2 and 4 years. It's like, okay, we're going to give you a little bit more, but never so much that you are satisfied and able to fully claim your entire personhood and your entire responsibility that you should have innately to actually elevate your status in life, because all they want to do is keep you in that station where you're not quite where you want to be, so you always need some help from them.
Yeah, it reminds me of LBJ saying these uppity N-words, they think they're getting something. We'll give them just a little bit so they feel that they have something. But we're not going to give them enough to achieve anything. Go ahead, Jamal.
Real quick, notice how you ain't seen Black Lives Matter march. You ain't seen no demonstration ever since Don Lemon said Democrats need to get a hold of this because it's hurting them at the polls. When the last time you seen a Black Lives Matter march?
Well,
the last time you heard
the Democrat Party is controlling Black Lives Matter. Let's be honest. Let's talk about that pachyderm that's in the room right now. They control the Black Lives Matter.
Well, because
movement.
they're Marxists.
They are funding the Black Lives Matter movement. And yes, I'm calling them lies and not lies because that's all they preach.
Yeah, well,
lies.
It's because they're a Marxist movement, right? I mean, they admit that they're Marxist. They admit that they're against the family unit. When I was just in D.C. this past week, there was people there that was marching talking about black lives, and it was more white people saying black lives than it is black people. And that's the most frustrating thing to me, that I have to have a white liberal tell me that my life matters. Like I didn't know that before, the white liberal. And see, it's such a racist thing. And you know what? They are racist. And they don't even realize it because they're so racist. They're just accustomed to it. They don't know any better. Where I live in Texas, someone moved across the street from me, some white liberals, and they got a BLM sign in their yard. And I'm like,
I was tough lad to go
and
up.
I'm like, man, every time I walk out my door, I got to see that sign. And so how would it look? A black man going over there tearing up a BLM sign and white liberals. And then they probably get mad at me. How dare you? How dare you tear my Black Lives Matter sign? Who, what Black Lives are you talking about? You see, it's so stupid.
Oh, I do that all the time. Oh, I do that all the time when I'm riding and I see them, y'all, and I see a Black Lives Matter sign. I got me a rake, so in case somebody trying to play game, take that rake like a baseball. Bow! And then go to the next one. Yeah! Then run back to my truck looking like the Grinch who stole Christmas.
So page for you now or after?
Now I know, right? You bad.
Well, we're having a Joe Biden Black Lives Matter. I mean, Black Voices for Trump fight. You know, they keep putting the Joe Biden sign. I take it out and I put some Black Voices for Trump. we're going at it, man. But my thing is, what's really sick is, you know how they tell us, you know, you don't talk about religion, you don't talk about politics. It's to keep us politically stupid, biblically retarded, and then when you say something like, well, what about Malcolm X? Pro-black Malcolm X, right? Like, yeah, it's a shame that most, I'd say 80% of the black people have never heard Malcolm X talk about blacks who vote Democrats are chumps and traitors. Yep. It's a shame. 80% yep. of them. You play that right there. And it's like checkmate. They look so crazy when you play this, like Malcolm X, you tell them first, because if you just play it, I knew that. You tell them first and you ask them, what did he say about it? So make sure that everybody know you don't know what he said. And then you tell them and then you play it. They look like, oh, my God. I'm like, guys. And do you know what the word chump means? It's deceived. You've been deceived. And you know who's the father of deception? That is Satan. You're listening to Satan. Yep. They be like, wow. When Malcolm X.
The party switched.
Oh, man.
The party switched from Malcolm time. To today, the parties.
That was one of the biggest lies ever told, and it's still being told today. And you still have a lot of black and white people, and even Asians and Hispanics believing that. All of these leftists, they believe that nonsense.
Go ahead.
When I hear people say that the party switched, and I ask them when, they say, "Well, it's between the '60s and the '80s." I say, "Okay." Robert Byrd was a senator for a Democrat senator from 1953 to 2010. That blows your ideology out of the water, because if they switched, then he would have switched to become Republican.
Exactly. He never did.
They've always been racist. They have never switched parties, and they have always been the abomination that God has called.
Go ahead, Damani.
Yeah. And let's address that stupid argument. So let's say the parties did switch, right? For you to admit that, first off, you have to first admit that the Democrats were the ones who were oppressing us historically for centuries. But then beyond that, it's almost as if, let's say you have a crazy ex, right? Y'all used to go steady or whatever. The ex tries to stab you in your sleep, and then, you know, but then y'all break up. And then let's say she says, oh, well, I've changed now. Take me back. I want to love you some more. How stupid would you look if you went back to that ex? That's essentially what they're saying.
That's very good analogy. And you know what? A lot of people, you know what? You can't do it. And you know what? It doesn't matter if it's a female ex or a male ex. Everyone had a crazy ex at some point.
That's good, Damani.
Trump keeps denouncing the KKK, but they keep not hearing it. I mean, the man can't denounce them anymore. I mean,
they never asked a Democrat to denounce them.
Of course not. And you know what? I'm tired of Trump denouncing the KKK. Can we move on already?
Yes.
I'm tired of it.
Thank you.
You know? So, hey, fellas, thank you so much. We're here at the end. Damani, Jamal, Doc, Jay, thank you so much for coming on. This is absolutely wonderful. Hopefully, if Damani's up to it, maybe we can do this one more time next week. We'll just have to see. We'll have to play it by ear. We're just 12 days out, people. 12 days. Can y'all imagine? 12 days. Are we running out of time for America? That's the question. Is America running out of time? You know what?
America will never be the same, and I think some Republicans are going to wake up and fight. I think we're going to see nastier, meaner conservative base.
Yeah.
Not the politicians.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be. I think it's gonna be pretty crazy. And you know what? The police department's already gearing up for civil unrest. They said the banks are gonna shut down everything and board the windows up and board the doors and business. They're already gearing up for it. So, but anyways, Jay, if you would please do us the honor, sir.
With pleasure, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for another show that that you have allowed us to do, Father. And we thank you, Lord, for the truth that we have shared, Lord, which is your truth, Father. Lord, you say in John 14:6, Lord, that you are the way, the truth, and the life. Lord, there is no other truth. There is no other way, Father. There is no other life but through you. I pray, Father, Lord, that people will recognize, Lord, that we need to keep our focus on you and you only. And Lord, after we keep our focus on you, Lord, we need to do what you have told us to do, which is walk out the faith that you've given us. I pray, Father, right now, Lord, for our president. I pray, Father, Lord, for his protection, because, Lord, this is a spiritual battle that we're all going through. We all need to recognize, Lord, that we're going through. We're fighting not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. Lord, you've given us the armor. You've given us the power to tread over this. I pray, Father, right now that we will submit ourselves to you and do what you have asked us to do. It is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Awesome. Amen. Real quick, Damani, will you tell everyone how they can connect with you, and then we'll get Doc to do it. And
Twitter at @DamaniFelder, TikTok at @DamaniFelder, Instagram at @DamaniFelder, Facebook at @DamaniBryantFelder, Parler at @DamaniFelder, and YouTube at The Wright Brothers.
Awesome. Doc.
My Facebook is Doc Drake. Or you can go to the Jew and the Negro. The Jew and the Negro. And that's right. My partner, he's Jewish, and he break down that money. He's gonna blow your mind one day. I have to bring him on. You can send me a message at the Jew and the Negro at gmail.com. And I'm telling you guys, it's fire.
Jay.
Oh. Hey, Don McCaney at you can find my
Yeah, think about it. You had to make a new one, huh?
AKA the Christian Conservative. That's where you'll find me at. That's my public page. You can do a search for me. You should be able to find me that way.
Awesome. Jamal? Everyone knows Jamal.
Mind of Jamal. Y'all know I'm banned off Twitter. I don't like you, Damani. How you ain't that banned? Yeah, you done hurt more feelings than I have. I just talked about that
bimbo
sister
Kane
and her tramp daughter Megan.
Hey, it's like a party hit me.
Don't worry. I'm on Parler, Mind of Jamal, YouTube, Mind of Jamal, and Facebook, Mind of Jamal. So if you can, hey, stop by, check me out.
Awesome.
Say hello to me.
Well, cool, everybody. You can find all of my platforms at UnitesAmericaFirst.com, of course. And I want to thank everyone. Thank you, fellas, for joining us tonight. Awesome talk. This is the picture, this is the scene that the left refused to acknowledge. Black men, black people, white people all coming together supporting President Trump. They can't stand it. They hate it. They hate it. With that said, God bless everybody. Yes. See you tomorrow.
Keep shining. Shalom out.
Y'all take care.
This is Will Johnson here. Thank you for listening. Please head on over to UnitesAmericaFirst.com and support me today. I am listener supported. God bless.